This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, June 27th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Officials in the upper Midwest are still assessing damage and assisting those residents challenged with heavy rain and flooding. Eric Snodgrass, chief atmospheric scientist with Nutrient Ag Solutions, says rainfall totals have rewritten records.
Yeah, just the recent rain to what they've seen since mid-April, and this is now going to be the record wettest such stretch of days for a bunch of counties in Iowa, southern Minnesota, parts of South Dakota, even back into Nebraska. So it's been exceptionally wet. And, you know, Jeff, what we have to start thinking about here is how that's going to modify the environment.
Snodgrass says the ultimate damage to crops may not be known for some time.
This is some prime ground in the United States. Those corners of those four states I just mentioned, you know, that's it. That's a big section of the Corn Belt. Now, how much of it was actually truly damaged and, you know, kind of irreparably, and how much is going to see problems later on because of, you know, what's going to happen with respect to things like stock rot or other fungal pressures, or, you know, just the fact that we've waterlogged the soil and disrupted root growth and stolen nitrogen, you know, all those kind of things. That's all yet to be determined.
Snodgrass says it's hard to imagine the size of the impacted area.
Say at one point, I estimated around 75 million acres of the Corn Belt were under a flood watch at the same time. So that's a big area for the National Weather Service to get out there and say, you're already waterlogged. Any new rain's going to cause a problem. And that was last week, but still, that's how big of an area we're talking about.
What's challenging is that climatologists suggest the warm and wet weather may last well into the month of July. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack continues to challenge the GOP Farm Bill proposal approved by the House Ag Committee. Vilsack said the proposal is full of politics.
I think what we saw from the House Agriculture Committee is more of a political point of view, essentially establishing and providing just about everybody everything they're asking for. The problem, of course, is that there's not enough resource to be able to pay for all of that. And so, as the Congressional Budget Office has determined, there are multiple billions of dollars of deficit in the House bill, which causes, I think, concern about whether it can pass the House and certainly have problems in the Senate. So I think it's important for folks to begin the process of ratcheting down the expectations and or identifying real resources that can be utilized in order to pay for additional commitments. I mean, there are a lot of red lines that the House version has passed, including cuts in nutrition assistance in the future, which obviously caused some deep concerns. So between the deficit and the cuts, I think, to nutrition, I think you've got a serious set of issues.
The Secretary told reporters yesterday the House plan is long on promises and short on pay-fors.
I mean, there's some serious issues here. When you take essentially $27 billion of resources that will become available to families in need, and you're transferring a portion of those resources to pay for increases in reference prices that benefit but 22 commodities out of well over 100 commodities that are grown and raised in this country, and where the top 10% of those receiving the benefits receive 60% of the benefit, and are individuals that are generating a significant amount of the income from agriculture, it creates a serious issue in terms of the fairness and equity of what we're talking about. So there are many issues here with raising expectations too high and not having real money. And I like to say that they've used Harry Potter's invisibility cloak to essentially cloak over what I think CBO says is at least a $30 billion deficit. That's a very large number.
Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow's farm bill proposal doesn't boost commodity prices as much as the House plan and has a much different funding framework. Former Ag Committee Chair Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas says a bill likely needs to move by September. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. The Farm Bill impacts food security, jobs, conservation, risk management, and addresses hunger. The time is now for a new Farm Bill. America's farmers, ranchers, and families are counting on it. Learn more at fv.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.